High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, and Din's Country Meat.
And good afternoon, everybody, from Beatrice City Auditorium. It's time for boys basketball action on KTNC today from the Medeckis Tournament. Today we bring you a pair of third-place games in the tournament and one championship broadcast today here on KTNC. Randy Gatula sitting here with a whole list of things. Randy's got a whole list of games that have been played and what's coming up. Randy, what do you got?
Well, John, taking a look at the brackets and what's happened and transpired so far today. First of all, in the consolation games, Johnson County Central with a big win over Parkview Christian. The T-Birds fell behind 10-0 to start that basketball game, John. Came back and posted a 12-point victory, 65-53. Johnson County Central, our congratulations to the T-Birds. And the game completed a little while ago, Southern with a win over BDS, 53-41, those both in the A-Division consolation bracket. In the B-Division consolation, we know that Exeter Milligan got the win over Lewiston. I don't have a final, but Exeter Milligan with the win. We still don't have a result across the street from the Sterling and Meridian game. In the games that have been played here, those are the games played here, the ones in that consolation. The games we've got coming up, as you mentioned, John, a pair of third-place consolation games, starting off with HTRS and Diller Odell in the third-place B-Division game. That's what we've got next. That'll be followed by the third-place A-Division game with the Sacred Heart Irish taking on Tri-County. And then we'll have the championship for our listeners in the B-Division, Johnson Brock and Pawnee City in the boys' B-Division championship game, scheduled for around 5:45. So that's what we've got on tap for our listeners. Our third big day of coverage of the Medeckis Tournament here on KTNC and on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. As we are near the top of the hour, we want to take this opportunity to remind everyone you're in tune with KTNC, Fall City, Nebraska, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, KTNC. Well, we're getting warmed up here for this game getting underway. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll come back and look at the starters on KTNC.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
At DeKalb, success never rests, but neither do diseases. That's why we're introducing the next big thing in breeding innovation, DeKalb Disease Shield, featuring exclusive genetics from the DeKalb Breeding Program. DeKalb Disease Shield provides a new level of protection against five of the most costly corn diseases without sacrificing your yield potential. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will or Neil with your seed questions.
Din's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Din's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Din's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Din's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Two teams come back out warming up here for this first game of ours today. Humboldt Table Rock Senior and Diller Odell, the Griffins come in 6-7. Randy, the Titans are 6-8 on the year. As we get ready to start this one, I'll let you talk about our five starters.
All right, let's look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Dillard Odell Griffins, they're coached by head coach Dylan Henricks. They'll go with Cooper Ebling. Ebling is 5'10 and a senior. Zach Warren, just a sophomore at 6'1. Nate Lyons, a 6'3 senior. Cooper Morgan is a freshman in the starting lineup. Morgan at 6'2. And Caden Sutton, he's their big man inside. He's a 6'4" junior. That's the starting five for the Griffins. For the HTRS Titans this afternoon, coached by head coach Mike Sharp, he'll go with Nick Knutson. Nick had a big game Thursday. Nick came away with a 1,000-point plateau. He came into the game and ended up with 1,001 at the end. So we saw two of those this week, along with Magdans last night. Knutson, a 6-foot senior. Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker is a junior at 6'3". Gage Sharp is a 6'3" senior. Hunter Fry, a senior at 6'1". And Andrew Stalber, a senior, also at 6'1". So a somewhat more experienced team in the Titans, as four seniors and a junior starting compared to the freshmen and sophomores on the floor for Dillard Odell.
A couple other tournament notes. The Fairfax tournament, that's been postponed until Monday over at Fairfax. The girls' third-place game today, East Ashton and Ottawa Valley. We played at 5 o'clock on Monday with the boys' championship at 6:30 Monday night. East Ashton taking on South Holt. That game is again at Fairfax. And the Stanbury tournament, I think it probably would have already been over for the day, but Stanbury tournament has been canceled. Mountain City boys were to play Stanbury in the championship, but they got up this morning. They looked outside and said, we're done. I'm not even going to make it out.
Well, John, you and I stayed here in Beatrice last night, and the sun has come out. It looks like the streets are starting to melt off here in Beatrice. Apparently a little more snow further east from what we understand, but must have been quite an adventure for folks driving home last night after that late ball game. They tell me the visibility wasn't a lot of fun out there.
No, I don't imagine.
Well, we still need to have the starting lineup introductions here before we get underway, so we'll take another two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? KC Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see KC Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in Southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in Southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're ready to go. Here at Beatrice, Gage Sharp steps in against Caden Sutton, and nobody really controlled the tip. It ends up with the Titans. They'll have first possession of the ball game as they go to the south end, left to right, as we watch the ball game here at Beatrice today. Down on the left baseline, the shot is put up. 12-footer up the turn, no good, by Andrew Stalder. Now the rebound is on the floor. We have a takedown and a little riding time and a held ball. Caden Sutton and Andrew Stalder down on the floor, scrambling after that basketball. They're coming out aggressive, John.
Well, I want to keep the wrestling fans happy, too, you know. We're good paying enough attention to them sometimes.
Bring in a mat if we're going to have any more of that.
Here is a pass to the front. Dell with the basketball up the floor. Zach Warren looks underneath. Inside to Sutton. He made a spin. The ball got away, and it rolls out of bounds. So a one-point escape for the basketball. Up the floor come the Titans. Gage Sharp, 6'3", and a Cedar, the corner. Back out to the perimeter, and a shot up, no good by Stalder. Rebound, follow-up there, no good by, that was Hunter Fry, and now we get a whistle, and we've got a foul. I'll give away a trade secret here. I don't know how you do. You use a top and a bottom for your teams.
Mm-hmm.
I use a side and a side, and actually, for me, each dress is on the wrong side. For
I understand
day.
How that works sometimes, yeah.
So, here we go, back to live action, the ball to Gage Sharp. Inside the free line, Stalder passed up a wide open 15-footer, went down, now got it back, spins, drops the shoulder, passes the ball to the left side for Fry. Fry looking, he can't find anybody, he'll get the ball up for Jack Hunziker. He's going to fire the three from the left wing, up, no good. The race for the ball is won by the Griffin. Is going to be Cooper Emily. And it's 2-0, Del Rodell with the lead. Here's a three ball on the other end, up, no good by Knutson. Rebound grabbed up down there by HTRS. Back to Stalder for free throw line jumper, no. And the rebound to Zach Warren. Warren fight for the ball at midcourt, getting up there, pressing defense, Knutson. And the ball out of bounds off of the Titans. Come into Del Rodell with the basketball in the backcourt now will be Warren. Excuse me, that is Evelyn. Now pass it off, and out top, faking the three is Nate Lyons. Lyons will pass it up, give it away, and now down the lane, in the paint, up off the glass, no good on the shot by Warren. But he'll get fouled, go to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
Foul is going to be called on Hunter Fry. On Hunter, his first personal, team foul number one of the half on HTRS.
The free throw line, it's on the way, it's up. It is no good for Zach Warren. 6'1 sophomore. He'll have another free throw coming here. 2-0, Del Rodell. Nearly 2 minutes gone by, and it's up. It won't go. The rebound grabbed by the Titans, picked up by Stalder. Andrew coming up the floor, leaves the ball off now for Jack Hunziker. He moves down the left side of the lane, now reverses out. Goes trying to get a Stalder to the free throw line, and missed him by about 3 feet high. Ball sails out of bounds. It will be Del Rodell ball. 5:49 to go here in quarter number one. 2-0 Del Rodell. Slow start for both teams offensively here. Up the floor to the left side. A jumper on the way after the travel. Turnover to the Titans. Titan ball on the near sideline, just off the baseline. They come in to Jack Hunziker, 6'3 senior, coming up the floor. In the corner with it, it goes there to Fry. Fry to Stalder, free throw and jumper, and we are tied up at two apiece now. Quickly the other way go the Griffins. Free throw line circle, kick it back out. Now around the horn, Nate Lyons plays catch with Zach Warren. Now gives the ball back out on the far side, and into the middle again we go with Evelyn Cooper working the ball to the right side. Now looks left side. With it, Warren thought about it, didn't pull the trigger. Evelyn looking from the elbow into the middle, turnaround up off the ground. Good for Caden Sutton. 4-2 Griffins. Up the floor, a three ball by Sharp. In and out, no good. Gage couldn't connect there, and we've got Griffins all over the floor, and a timeout called to save a possession. 4-2, the Griffins lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:43 to play in the first quarter here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. 4-2 our score with Delver Odell Griffins with the early lead. Griffin basketball inbounding will be Zach Warren. He'll get it in there for Cooper Evelyn. He'll work the ball slowly toward the front court. He picked up at midcourt by Knudsen. Off the right side he goes to Warren. Warren down in the corner with the pass for Lyons. Working the ball around. Pushes off Sharp. Gets the ball back out. Now Evelyn has it. He'll work right side. And again, thinking about a three is Nate Lyons. Now he gets the ball inside for Sutton. Back out to Evelyn for three. And he carries it on the right side of the circle. Evelyn has five early on. And it's 7-2. Griffin Sharp at the other end. Out top of the basketball now to Knutson. Dribbles into the circle. Fall away jumper off the mark. No good. Sharp the rebound. Can't check. And rebound picked up by Sutton.
John, I think they only gave him a two on that bucket, and I was sure it was a three from the corner, but the scoreboard,
too.
Yeah. We'll see if I correct it.
All right, bring the ball back. Evelyn again with the basketball top of the key. Trying to get the ball underneath. It goes out of bounds.
I was certain.
I get it.
Saw the ref throw up a three.
I was, too. Yeah. Well, whatever. Not our first miscue this week, is it?
All we're doing is watching the game.
That don't do you any good. Take the ball. Stoller, free throw circle, gives the ball to Hunziker. Hunziker back to Stoller. Inside they go with it to Riken Davis, 6'2 junior. Sharp, the Stoller pushes it, made it, but he got a couple extra steps in there.
Now Sharp with the quick pass there that I think surprised Andy Stoller a little bit in the paint.
Scott,
I don't think they're going to change that
score. Either. Well, I'm pretty sure I know what I saw.
I did too. When we both see him throw his arms up.
He goes 6-2. Here's a three-pointer offside by Nate Lyon. Watch scoreboard range. See what they put up. 9-2.
That's a three.
9-2 with it. Here's a three-point attempt at the other end. Up no good by Knudsen. Rebound is out of bounds, and it goes to Griffin. Dylan O'Dell going to bring in some new players here. Zeke Jones, a 5'10 senior, checks in, along with T.J. Vitoch, 6-foot sophomore. Have they ever ran completely out of Vitoch's at Dylan O'Dell?
That's a little brother to the three girls.
Okay.
Josie, Paige, and Mackenzie.
Must be 10
and now T.J.
more coming.
Now T.J.
And here's a ball taken away on the run the other way. Nick Knudsen, right hand against the defender to go by, and it's 9-4, Dylan O'Dell. The other end, and a shot put up by Caden Sutton. What is it there? I call a foul.
TJ has finally grown up. I kind of felt sorry for him when he was a little boy with the three big sisters that he had all the time.
I'm sure he can handle himself.
He caught up now.
Yeah. He's not afraid of him anymore, I'll bet you.
Yeah.
Stoller with it. Free throw circle. I can't find anybody. I'll shoot it. Hit the front edge. Scramble for the rebound. Still Stoller going after it. And he ends up getting fouled out of that. Just keep it alive and keep working. Something good might happen.
Foul's going to be called
Sutton.
I think that's what he
31.
Just said. Yeah, on Sutton. Caden's first personal, first team foul.
Inbounding. Excuse me, Hunziker to Stoller. Back to Hunziker for three from the corner. Too strong. And the rebound is grabbed up by Zach Warren. Warren throws the ball ahead up the floor now. And now driving in. Shot put up was blocked. Putting the shot up was Jones. Titans blocked it and on the rebound.
Stoller and Sutton ended up tying up here, and they end up with a held ball and a jump ball possession arrow, HTRS. Stoller and Sutton are getting to know each other here.
Yeah. Not taking long, is it? Minute 50 to go in the first quarter, 9-4. Titans looking to chip away here. Stoller, 18-footer left side, or in and out of the rim, no good. Sutton with a rebound. And here comes Dell Adele, quickly the other way. Get the ball on the inside, back and in, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Stoller.
Zach Warren was trying to work his way toward the basket there on Stoller. That will be his first personal and the second team foul of the half on the HTRS Titans.
Jason Arnold checks in, a 6'1 junior.
Cooper Morgan
also into the ballgame.
And Lyons back in there. So, and pass on the inbound, off the mark, no good by Morgan. Rebound of the Titans on the run. Here they come up with Lorca Newton to the baseline. Backing up, double team, gets away to Stoller. Free throw, short for shot, off the bank, no good by Hunziker. Rebound brought down by Stoller. Put back up and in. It's 9-6. Here we go the other way now. Dell ball, 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Give the ball to the top to Lyons. Left side moves into the free throw area. Now gives the ball off. Ebling down the lane. Left hand shoots it up and in. Two-pointer by Ebling. Six for him. 11-6 our score. Titans back the other end. With it, it's going to be Knutson. Guarded man-to-man by Ebling. Dribbling around for 5 seconds. Oh, that better be it. That has to be coming, doesn't it? Never got far enough away from him to break the count.
Here's Hunter Bowling checking into the lineup. Bowling comes in replacing Jack Hunziker now for the Titans, John.
38 seconds left in quarter number one here. 11-6, Del Rodell with the lead. They have the ball to the front court. Up the floor with it, up comes the middle, and Nate Lyons between the circles. Right side for Warren. Underneath it goes. Trapped on the baseline now and drilling away and getting the ball back. Teammate Knutson blocked the shot of Jones. Knutson going the other way after it's controlled by the Titans. He'll lead the ball to Stoller over the right side and a three ball up and on the rim, no good by Bowling. Rebound to Sutton. Quickly ahead to the corner. Short off the three-point attempt. And back. We'll end the first quarter. Del Rodell 11, HTRS 6. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Beatro City Auditorium. A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock as we're ready to move into the second period. 11-6, the Del Rodell Griffins leading the HTRS Titans. We welcome our listeners listening free online today at mscsports.net. Glad to have you with us. Del Rodell with the basketball. Cooper Ebling brings it into fourth court on the right side. Off to Nate Lyons. Back up top to Ebling. Over to Lyons on the right wing. Long pass inside. Corner baseline. With it underneath is going to be Sutton. Now back up top with it to Lyons for three. Off the glass. Got it. Nate Lyons, his second three-pointer of the afternoon. It's 14-6. HTRS Andy Stoller in the corner on the right side. He's going to be tied up. Jump ball is called. Good job there by Nate Lyons on the defense. Possession arrow gives the ball back to the Griffins.
They changed the arrow already?
No.
Okay. Dill stepped out of bounds, ready to take the ball. I said, well, it's not what the arrow
says. It is HTRS's basketball. In bounds, it comes Andy Stalder. Stalder down into the corner. Jack Hunziker on the dribble. Back to Stalder at the free throw line. Baseline left side handling the ball is Hunter Fry. Fry tries to penetrate, skip pass across to Stalder. He had an open look, didn't take it. Now Gates Short in the paint. Short, all the way jump shot off the glass, no. And the rebound brought down by Nate Lyons. Lyons outlet pass down in a hurry. They threw the ball away trying to find Jason Arnold down court. Arnold couldn't handle it down in the corner on the west side. It goes out of bounds, and it'll give it right back to the Titans. Opening minute of play here in the second quarter, 7:07. Now we've got some confusion again among the officials about the possession arrow. It does stay with HTRS. Okay, inbound the ball, the gate short. On the right side, Knutson with the ball. Knutson reverses, dribbles to the corner right side. The gate short for three from the top of the key. In and out off the back of the iron. Nate Lyons with the rebound. Lyons brings it all the way himself, coast to coast, floater off the paint, no. Rebound brought down underneath the basket, pulled out by Gage Sharp. Sharp, the other direction, in a hurry, wants to take it underneath, fed it underneath to Hunter Fry. The ball is tipped away, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. That's going to be on Caden Sutton, who has a look of utter disbelief on his face.
Well, I'm not sure I don't agree with him.
Sutton leaves the ball game, and he's been a hoggish and committed both the fouls for Villanelle so far. Cooper Morgan checks in to replace him. Here's Stalber in the paint, across into the corner. Hunsicker with a long three from the left side. Got it. Jack Hunsicker hits the three from the left side, deep in the corner, and it's 14-9, back to a five-point basketball game. Cooper Ebling off to Nate Lyons, to Ebling, top of the key, inside the paint. Again, with the ball, Lyons. Free throw line, jump shot, Zach Warren off the back of the rim, doesn't go, got his own rebound, can't go up with a follow shot to Nate Lyons for three. He got it, but wait a minute, no bucket.
Traveling before the pass.
Yep. Lyons sunk that one too from out of the right elbow. 14-9, the lead is five for the Griffins. HCRS with the basketball, Gage Sharp. Sharp finds Stalder at the free throw line. To the left side, Hunsicker. Hunsicker backs it out on the right elbow. Again, finds Stalder under the basket. Hunter Fry off the glass. Oh, he had a bunny. Couldn't get it to drop. Hunter Fry with a bunny on the left side. Just couldn't get it to fall. Ball is out of bounds. Deflected off of Villanelle.
It had his foot on the line when he touched the ring.
Okay, that's what happened. Stays with HTRS. Waiting for the inbound. Comes up to Stalder. Stalder, free throw line jumper off the back of the iron. No, the rebound comes down to Diller Odell. With the rebound was Jason Arnold. His outlet pass to Ebling. Ebling down to the corner right side. Zach Warren. Now Arnold on the dribble. Backs it out and gives it up again to Nate Lyons. Across court pass to Ebling. Ebling looking for a cutter in the paint. Nothing there. Zach Warren with the ball. Comes around again to Lyons. Lyons at the free throw line. Lost the handle. Got it back.
He got saved by a foul called on Nick Knutson.
He's got to be away from the ball here, down in the corner, apparently. Inbounding the ball on the baseline will be Cooper Ebling into Zach Warren. Nate Lyons back into Ebling in the paint. Little floater in and out of there. Didn't stay down. Bryce sees him going out of bounds. Tips it into Nick Knutson. And Knutson behind the back dribble brings it down. He'll set for three. Got it. Nick Knutson hits the three from the top of the circle, 14-12. John, we got a two-point ball game here. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Ebling picks up the dribble, hands the ball to Nate Lyons. He'll dribble around out near the midcourt circle. Over under the right elbow to Arnold. Arnold feeds it to the baseline. Ebling in the paint, turnaround jumper up and off, no good. And Knutson has the rebound. Nick Knutson down court. Knutson to the right side. Now we got a foul again.
Ebling is first.
Team fouls third, I believe. Inbounding the ball, Jack Hunsicker will inbound it to Andrew Stalder. Stalder up top finds Gage Sharp with the pass. Now Sharp works the left-handed dribble around the lane all the way to the baseline left side. Tried to put a little pass into Stalder. It got kicked out of bounds by one of the Griffins. The basketball will stay with the Titans of HTRS. 4:31 to go here in the second period, 14-12. Griffin's up by two. This is Knutson. He made a little spin move there on Ebling. Couldn't get away. Now tries to work to the baseline. Fall away jump shot. Knutson off the back of the rim. A battle for this rebound. Nate Lyons won that battle. Lyons down court with the basketball. Lyons decides to hold it up. He'll get called for carrying the ball. Off the bench comes Ryken Davis into the lineup. Davis, 6'2" junior. He'll come in to replace Hunter Fry, and Fry will take a break here for HTRS.
Zeke Jones back in the ball game for the Griffins, along with TJ Vitosh once again.
All right, with the basketball on the inside, it goes to Davis. Davis finds Knutson for three from the corner.
Three.
First she went two, now she says three. So Knutson gets the three. I wondered about that. She signaled two.
Foul is on 21.
Okay, that's what we have. So Zeke Jones got the foul. And for the end is Nick Knutson. Knutson's free throw is up, and it is good. Knutson with a four-point play that trip down.
And a lead for HTRS.
Yeah, up by two, 16-14. HTRS with the lead. Ball dribbled out of bounds. Good defense by Knutson. He was over there pressuring Zeke Jones, and Jones dribbled the ball on the sideline, John. We're going to have one or two of those every day.
Yeah.
Here comes Knutson. He'll come on the attack now. Takes the ball to the right side base. Oh, nice pass to Stalder. Couldn't finish. Stalder was waiting there. Went up with a shot. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called against the Titans on Ryken Davis.
Ryken's first team foul. They're even at four apiece now.
Boy, Stalder had an opportunity there with a great pass when they got the ball to him on the far side. Just couldn't finish.
Here's a question, since we've been doing this so long, we're so old, we've seen almost everything. Well, the players have shoes that don't match. Do they have to buy two pair, or do they share them with a teammate that has the same size?
That's
foot?
A good question. I'm not sure how that works.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of
field goal.
Yeah. Knutson just kicked the ball off his foot. It went three-quarters length of the floor and ended up over here in the hands of Dylan Henricks, the head coach for Dylan O'Dell.
Who's
got the not-matching
nobody in this one that I've seen. There were at least two of them in the previous game. Yeah. I just kind of wonder.
There are some colorful shoes out there.
Oh, yeah.
Gene Sharp gets the award right now for the most colorful. Between he and Stalder, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, in the corner, left side, Nate Lyons for three off the back of the iron. They fight after it. Stalder comes out with it. Ball is deflected away and is touched last by HTRS. Good effort there by Nate Lyons to get the preserve the possession for his team. 16-14 now. HTRS up by two. 3 minutes, 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. Here's Vitosh for three. Follows his shot. Goes after the ball on the floor. Vitosh scrambling around with it. Jump ball is called. Reaching in there to try and take the ball away with Jack Hunsicker. There's a host of substitutions in now. Help me out. Jason Arnold is one of them.
Cooper Morgan back in.
And Cooper Morgan. That's the three that come into the ballgame. 3:16 to go here in the first half.
Boy, they got too many players. There you go.
All right. Well, Nate Lyons is going to lead the line
out there.
That happens. Inbounding the ball is Ebling to the top of the circle. Pass comes up to the top to Arnold. Over to the right side, Zach Warren. Zach Warren bounce pass into Sutton. That was up and good, and he will be fouled. Caden Sutton got the basket. Andrew the foul. He'll have the end one coming.
Ryken Davis calling for his second foul. Team foul number five on the Titans here in the first half.
So Caden Sutton at the line. He has 4 points so far this afternoon. The shot is up and off the iron. The rebound to Gage Sharp. Sharp will bring the ball down the floor himself at the top of the circle. Sets up for three. Long three. Sharp off. No good. Rebound coming down with us. Cooper Ebling. Ebling, down court pass to the right side in traffic. Up and good by Cooper Morgan. Morgan with his first 2 points, and he will be fouled.
And that's going to be the third foul on Ryken Davis. He's stacking up like hay right now.
Yeah. So at the free throw line will be Cooper Morgan. Has 2 points. He's a 6'2 freshman. One of the young ball players out here. Some of you never know they were freshmen the way they play ball. Cooper Morgan at the line. Free throw on the way up and off the rim. No. Andy Stalder with the rebound. Stalder's outlet pass to Gage Sharp. 2:45 to go now in the first half. Left side, Hunter Fry. Shot is up and good. That was a nice pass. Getting the ball down to Hunter Fry on the left side of the basket. We're tied at 18 all. Good basketball game here so far. Got a timeout taking Dilro down with 2:31 to play in the first half. All tied up at 18 apiece. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you here at the game site. Our producer engineer for this afternoon's presentation is Aaron Wisdom, back at the KTNC studios. Our thanks to Aaron for being there on job,
on time, even though we weren't. The game was delayed here a little bit from the scheduled time. All right, here comes the Griffins with the basketball. On the right side is Zach Warren. He feeds it into Sutton. Shot is blocked away by Andy Stalder, but a whistle and a foul. Oh, the foul's not on Stalder, though. They got Jack Hunsicker. Stalder got the block. At the free throw line will be Caden Sutton. He's 0 for 1 from the line, has 4 points. Here shooting 2. First one is up and off, no good. Sutton, a 6'4 junior. He'll have another attempt coming here, ready for his second free throw. Takes aim, launches the shot. It's up, and this one is off the back of the iron, and Gabe Schart has the rebound. Schart down quickly with the pass to Knutson in the corner and forecourt. Knutson on the left side brings it back to the top of the circle. Hunsicker. Oh, Hunsicker with a no-look pass looking for Stalder. Nobody was looking. Stalder didn't see it coming, and the ball goes out of bounds. Went right over to Kelly Glaudar.
No.
Kelly had a camera in her hand. She couldn't catch it.
No-look pass and no-look catch.
Yeah. She was open. 2:02 to go.
Eligible.
2:02 to go as we move into forecourt with Cooper Ebling to Zach Warren with the pass. Right side, Nate Lyons. Nate Lyons, a lob pass up top to Warren, around to Ebling, left elbow, into Vitosh in the paint. Now Warren, driving floater, puts it up, no. Foul, going to the free throw line, will be Zach Warren.
Gage Schart with the foul, his first. Team foul number 8.
At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, Zach Warren. Shot is up, couldn't get it.
Well, the Griffins are not doing themselves any favors at the line.
Zach is 0-for-3. As a team, they are 0-for-7 at the line. The shot is up and off also. 0-for-8 from the free throw line now for the Griffins. Nice save going out of bounds by Schart. Down court, Hunsicker. Oh, they gave him an open lane, driving lane, and up and good. Jack Hunsicker says thank you very much. Down the lane, at the lane, 20-18. Titans back up by 2. Griffins basketball. Zach Warren up to Ebling for 3 from the right elbow. It's in, it's out, and it's in again. Ebling had that one rattle around and got it down. He's got 9 points. Here's a 3 on the way for the Titans. It doesn't go. Vitosh with the rebound. T.J. Vitosh outlet pass to Cooper Ebling. 21-20. Dill Rodell up by 1. Ebling had a pass taken away by Schart. Schart's going to bring it down court. Zach Warren gives chase. Knutson for 3 from the left side. It's off. Rebound brought down by Ebling. Ebling took it away from Stalder. Now Ebling dribbles between defenders. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Titans.
Knutson, Nick, picks up his second foul of the ball game. Time to shoot 1-1 at the other end.
At the free throw line will be Cooper Ebling. Ebling has not yet been to the line. They are 0-for-8 from the line as a team. Shooting 1-1. Ebling's free throw is up, and it is off, no good. Rebound underneath comes out, though, to the Griffins, and now an offensive foul is going to be called on Zach Warren, and I think Knutson hit his head on the floor pretty hard here. Warren with the foul on Zach is first. Team foul number 5. Knutson's all right. Hit his head on the floor, but he shook it off. Says, I'm okay, coach. 39 seconds to go here in the first half. 21-20, and now a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to go on Warren again. That'll be back-to-back fouls on Zach Warren.
His second, team foul number 6 with 35 seconds to go in the half.
All right, here comes Jason Arnold into the lineup for Zach Warren to finish out this first half of play. Gate Schart will inbound it. Gets it into Stalder. Stalder back up top to Schart. 21-20. The Griffins up by 1. Schart for a long 3. In and out. Tipped around. Loose ball. Knutson comes up with it. Gives it back to Schart. Into the corner. Open look. Hunsicker. Got it. Jack Hunsicker with his second 3-pointer. It's a 2-point HTRS lead. 10 seconds on the clock. Down court. It comes to Lyons. Lyons works to the free throw line. Spin move. Lost it. He's going to be called for traveling. 4 seconds on the clock. 23-21. Titans up by 2. 4 seconds. They'll have the ball. Going to have a timeout taken. We'll take a timeout. Step aside for 30 seconds on KTNC.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 seconds left on the clock here in the first half. 23-21, HTRS up by two. Titans will have the ball in backcourt to inbound it to Knutson. Knutson, two dribbles, three dribbles, midcourt, long shot, did not get it off in time. At the half, the HTRS Titans are leading the Dillard-Odell Griffins. Our halftime score, HTRS 23, Dillard-Odell 21. We'll take a two-minute timeout here and then be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
We are proud to be 100% employee-owned. Now is your chance to own part of this growing company with retirement benefits that go beyond our 401k. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a sign-on bonus of $2,500 to $5,000 depending on position. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium. It's halftime. The HTRS Titans leading the Dillard-Odell Griffins 23-21, our halftime score. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Griffins, Cooper Ebling leads the way. He has 9 points in the ballgame. Nate Lyons with 6. Cooper Morgan has 2. And Caden Sutton with 4 for their total of 21 points. From the free throw line, John, the Griffins went 0-for-9. 9 attempts came up empty. That's a difference maker right now. For the HTRS Titans, Nick Knutson leads the way. He has 9 points. 8 points right behind him is Jack Hunsicker. Andrew Stalver added 4. Hunter Fry with 2 points. And the Titans went 1 out of 1 for the free throw line. You can't beat 100%, even if it's only 1-for-1. So 23-21, that's our halftime score. HTRS on top. Up next after this one, we'll have the third-place consolation game in the A division. That'll be Sacred Heart and Tri-County. And then we'll have the B division championship, Johnson Brock and Pawnee City. That's what's on tap later this afternoon and this evening. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, update you on the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then the third quarter of action. Coming up, you're listening to live coverage of the Mudecas Tournament on KTNC.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College. Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers, El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country poppin' superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Harmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Well, looks like we can expect to see a rather fair and a below average night ahead for us here for tonight, with temperatures here for tonight expected to get down right around about the mid-single digits, as we normally should be in the mid-teens instead. Looks like overall for the day on Sunday, we'll expect to have a warmer day coming in as a warm front pushes through the area. Afternoon highs get into the upper 30s, will remain that way to start out the work week on Monday, even warmer by Tuesday before cooling back down for the middle part of the work week ahead. Our forecast here for tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies developing, a low in the mid-single digits, winds out of the north around 5 to 10 miles per hour. By Sunday, mostly sunny sky conditions and a high around 38. Monday, mostly sunny, high around 39. Then by Tuesday, mostly sunny sky conditions, high 47 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, it's 17.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Stripes. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Stripes and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt, and put them to work for you.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here in the third place consolation game of the boys B division bracket of the Nudecas tournament. At the half, the HCRS Titans leading Dillrodell 23-21. Sacred Heart fans, if you're checking in here, coming up after this, it'll be Sacred Heart and Tri-County. Probably safe to say, John, we're just about a half hour behind schedule already here,
yeah,
because that Sacred Heart game was scheduled for a 4:15 tip off, and we're just at halftime of this game at coming up on Kent Hill here. So we're going to be anywhere from 20 minutes to a half hour behind schedule on starting that game.
Probably not going to get a running clock here either.
No, that's not going to happen.
I don't think we're going to 40-point lead for anybody in this one.
Hey, this has been a great basketball game so far. Very competitive. HTRS, Dillard O'Dell playing for third place honors here. Both teams huddled up and getting their final instructions. After that Sacred Heart Tri-County consolation game, then we're going to have live coverage of the B Division Boys Championship, a couple other neighborhood teams, Johnson Brock and Pawnee City.
I was watching them take the sticker off, the sticky thing down here, the kids all going to step on to get their shoes, and took two of them to get that off there. It was stuck.
Wow. It's supposed to be sticky.
Well, I can't. Let's be able to get it off, though.
John, we got basketball coming up next week.
We do? Next week, let's see. That's going to start on, if I find the dates here, Tuesday, HRS at Pawnee City on KTNC. Randy's going to be at Pawnee City. Also on KTNC on Thursday, Randy's going to be in Conestoga. I've been there for a while. Fall City, Conestoga, Thursday night. And that's it for KTNC on Sunday next week on Tuesday. Sacred Heart and Auburn, girls and boys, I'll be up there. Thursday, I'll be Johns County Central at HTRS next week. And then Saturday, Randy will be Fall City JCC on Sunday. Well, you're going to be busy. Here we go in the third, a shot up and down to start the third quarter for Nick Knutson. He's in double figures with 11 in the ball game. Titans are up now 25-21. I believe that's their biggest lead of the ball game. The other way, and a fall way off the glass. Good for Caden Sutton. He's got 6, 25-23. Here we go. I was thinking it was your turn. Stalwart drives in. Traveling is the call. See, that's the disadvantage of multicolored shoes. When you move them too fast, their officials can see it easier, right?
They look fast.
They do. They do. I think that's what caused him.
I needed some of those colored shoes in my day. Make it look fast.
Everything you're doing is black and white.
Yeah, right.
25-23.
And they all match.
Over to Dillard O'Dell. To the front court with the basketball now is Zach Warren. He'll go over to Ebeling. Ebeling now pass inside. And does that go off Stalwart for sure? I mean,
John, in those days, the shoe salesman came to the high school,
yeah,
and we all ordered our shoes on shoe day.
Exactly.
Had your $8 ready.
Mm-hmm. $8.
Yeah.
You could even buy a shoestring now for $8. And here's a three ball on the right side of the circle. Off the bank, up, no good by Nate Lyons. Rebound to the Titans, and up the floor with it, Nick Knutson. Little zone defense here by the Dillard Griffins. Out top, working the ball from the right to the left is Hunzecker down in the corner. Thinking about it, now taking the shot and filling it up. Zeke Jones on the, excuse me, he'll go over down this other side. Two-pointer up and good there for Fry. Hunter Fry with the first second bucket of the ball game. 27-23. To the other end, and now it will go inside to Sutton. Double-teamed, and a reach-in foul.
Foul's going to be called on Andrew Stalwart. On Stalwart, his second personal. Team foul number one of the half on the Titans.
Now inbound in front of the baseline, Cooper Ebeling looking, lobs it out to the top to Warren. Warren, Sutton to Ebeling, right side on the wing, drives the baseline, goes in, forced it up, it went in, a block and a foul, look out.
Well, you got a kind of feel for Andrew Stalwart there. Stalwart just stood flat-footed, put his arms up, and let Ebeling run right into him. Ebeling gets the basket and the foul.
So Ebeling with that one. In double figures with 11, looking for 12 here.
That's Stalwart's third personal now, John.
27-25, a free throw could cut it to a one-point lead. It's up, it's in and out, no good. Can't break that streak. Here we come the other way now. Titan basketball with it to the front court. Hunzecker passes off. Now it gets back to the hands of Knutson. Knutson got a pick, and a foul is called on
On Cooper Ebeling. That is his second personal. Team foul number one. Bill Rodell fans are not amused.
Ebeling says all I did was try to run around. I mean, how do you move? And now Titans. It gets deflected by Sharp, but it goes to Hunzecker.
Griffin fans disagreed unanimously.
Yeah. Inside, the pass goes to Stalver. Well, no, that was right, and Davis is in there. Tried to run it down. The ball got deflected, and the ball squirts away out of bounds. And Cooper Owen is still talking about that. Oh, he's got the referee's ear now, talking about that foul. 5:50 to go, but he does it in a very respectful manner. I will give him that. Coming up the floor on the right side with the basketball now. Arnold with it. Pass off down low. Sutton up. No good. Off the rim. Rebound to Davis. Outlet ahead to Knutson. Knutson coming up the floor. Down low with the bounce pass to the baseline. Shot too strong by the Titans. No good there for Fry. Sharp into Davis and traveling the ball before he got the shot away. I'm waiting to see each year's play again. I think it's next week, maybe. I have all the numbers and all the right names on my score sheet.
It's going to happen eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be so much easier.
Process of elimination.
Coming the other way. Del Rodell ball with the ball out top now will be Lyons. Lyons out to the top to Arnold. Now they go to Sutton. Knutson knocks it away, and we have our second Russell Matthews.
John and I showed up with score sheets this afternoon with differing numbers. John was silly enough to follow the ones in the Mudeikis program.
I don't know, man. You thought I'd known better, wouldn't you? Foul that time goes on Zach Warren, his third team foul, number two of the half. And now it will be Titan ball. They lead 27-25. They've led by as many as four in this ball game. 25-21 is the last four-point lead. Three ball corner and two hops on the rim and down for Jack Dunzecker.
And in the scorebook, it looks like it was a swish.
Absolutely. Makes it now 30-25.
Dunzecker with 11 points now in double figures.
To the right side we go. Evelyn looking for a cutter. He'll go to Sutton in the paint. Spins in with the left hand. In and out. Got his own rebound. He got fouled that time. And now here comes the official. Tell us who.
Foul's going to be on Rykin Davis. Rykin just picked up his fourth personal there, John.
Rykin must be feeling picked on. That seat.
He takes up a lot of room in there.
Playing long enough to get four fouls. Free throw on the way. In the go. 7 for Sutton, and that's the first made free throw of the day. They were 0 for 10 before that one were the Titans, were the Delaware Griffins.
Sutton, ready streak alive here.
6, whoops. That must have been a fluke.
Yeah.
Rebound to Sharp. He'll get the ball away, and up the floor comes the Titans. Hunzecker at the front. Pass it off, and we've got a foul going after a loose ball. Going to be called here on Zach Warren.
That's Zach Warren's fourth personal, John.
He fouled number three of the half. 30-26 our score. HTRS with the lead. Now the ball comes in. Hunzecker left side driving up. Whips it back to the free throw line. And a shot on the way. No good. Rebound Knutson after the miss there by Fry. Knutson will try it. It won't go. Evelyn, the rebound, one-on-one all the way to the hole, up, no. And the rebound, trying to tip it in, almost trying to dunk it in, was Nate Lyons. Trapped the ball on the rim, and it bounces off to the Titans. Sharp with it, baseline, makes a move, reverse, no, blocked away by Sutton. Out of there, and a foul will be called on the Titans, Hunter Bryant. Hunter just kind of trying to get up the floor, ran right into the back of the man with the ball.
That's his second personal, team foul number four. Coach Dylan Hendricks on that try for tip in here. Pained look on his face as he said out loud, just rebound.
Yeah. It would have been an impressive rebound tip in.
Yeah.
All right, out top of the basketball now. Nate Lyons with it. Lyons will hold the ball. He'll give it up now to Zeke Jones. Zeke to the free line. Hooks it to Sutton underneath. Up, no. Got it back, no. Might have got hammered there, no call. And up the floor comes Knutson again. Well, they've been pretty, you know, they've really let him play all week, Randy, what I've seen. Three ball left corner, no good for Hunter. Boyd is in the ball game. Offensive rebound. Sharp will fire. Boyd the rebound. Weak side, left side, up, and good. 2 points for Hunter Bowling.
Biggest lead of the game now, a lead of 6 for the Titans, 32-26. 3 minutes to go here in the quarter.
All right, to the front court we go. The Griffins have it shot around the rim. Won't go again for Zeke Jones. And the ball's out of bounds and stays with HTRS.
Cooper Morgan, TJ Vitash back onto the floor now for the Griffins. They'll come in to replace Sutton and Zeke Jones.
All right, the ball comes in. Hunter Bowling will inbound it. Timeout call here. Yep. Coach Mike Sharp was checking out the numbers. Says on a timeout. He gets one. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. 2:47 to play in the third period. 32-26, HTRS with the six-point lead on Diller Odell. Back to live action.
Sharp will inbound the ball, take it inbound, now throws it to the baseline and gets it right back from Bowling. Sharp, top of the key, off to Bowling. Three ball, right side, up in the net. 5 points on the quarter for Hunter Bowling. It's now 35-26. The lead is nine. And to the front court comes Diller Odell. And it's taken away by Sharp. He's got the steal, gives the ball up for Nick Knudsen. Knudsen to the left wing, thought about it, couldn't get the shot away. He'll give it off to Hunziker. Over to Bowling. Down low in the corner for Fry. Back out Sharp, gets a screen. Drives all the way to the baseline, across the floor to Fry. Yep, no good. Rebound tip, Ebling with it, running up the floor. 2-on-3. They'll go in and they'll make it. Nate Lyons with the bucket. He's got 8. 35-28. HTRS will lead. Three ball. Up, short, no good. Off the rim, saved by Bowling into Sharp.
Boy, Bowling's been active in the last 2 minutes there.
Very active. With the ball now to give Bowling on the right side. On the wing, he holds. He comes back out top now to Hunziker. Hunziker to Knudsen. Driving down. Tried to dump it underneath, I think. And it was stolen. And now here comes Dylan Odell down by 7 at 1:18 to go here in the third. Left side. Thinking about it. Not taking it. Was. And traveling now we call on TJ Vitash. TJ thought about that three, said, I think I better move in a little bit.
Zeke Jones back into the lineup now for Diller Odell. Also back onto the floor comes Cooper Morgan.
Vitash comes off limping.
He turned an ankle a little bit there, I think.
Off the floor comes HTRS with the basketball. Bowling to Fry, 12-foot jumper. No good, a rebound gobbled up by Cooper Morgan. Morgan to Ebling, 55 seconds to go in the third. To the front, to Nate Jones. Jones driving, leaving it off. With the ball working, Cooper Morgan looks for a cutter, can't find anybody. He'll hand it back to Lyons for three, in and out. Rebound Sutton up, no good again. And the rebound is brought down by Dodo, nearly stolen. Now Ebling will drive to the paint. Big step in with the left hand, up and good. 13 for Ebling, it's 35-30. What would the score be if Joe Odell was shooting more than 25% in the lane? At the other end, Sharp with the friendly bounce, up and good for two. That's his first two of the long game.
Yes.
37-30. Lob it inside, catch, and roll the hole is up, and it is good. That was Morgan. He's got four, it's 37-32 at the buzzer. No good for Knudsen after three. 37-32, HTRS with the lead. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way. Because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
John, we talked about the younger players, the freshmen that are seeing duty in this tournament. Hunter Bowling had a big 2 minutes there at the end of that thing. He hit a two, he hit a three, had forced a turnover in the corner, saved the ball from going out of bounds down here for the possession. The kid made the most of his playing time. All right, fourth quarter action. Here we go. Griffins with the basketball. They come into forecourt. Zeke Jones on the dribble. Gives up to Ebling. Ebling works to the right side of the lane. Here's a long shot for three. Up and off. No good. That wouldn't drop for Nate Lyons. The rebound to Gage Sharp. Sharp down court with the basketball. Hunsaker in the paint to the left elbow. There's Stalder with a 12-footer. Up and good. Andrew Stalder has 6 points in the ball game, and the lead is back to seven. Bass down in a hurry with the ball on the right side. Underneath they go in, Arnold with the ball to Jones, a whistle and a foul. Probably going to go on Stalder here, John.
That would be my guess, but I'm going to wait.
Yes, it was, and that's going to be Andrew's fourth personal.
I would not have guessed that from that signal. That's who that was on.
Team foul number five. All right, with the ball is Zeke Jones. Jones penetrates free throw line. Ball stolen away by Gage Sharp. Sharp with a steal. Outlet pass to Nick Knutson, and Knutson will bring the basketball up the court. 39-32. Titans up by seven. On the left wing with the ball is Jack Hunsicker. Comes to Stalder at the top of the free throw circle. Out on the right elbow now to Sharp. Sharp dribbles top of the key. Long three off the glass. Got it. A bank shot by Gage Sharp off the glass. He's got five, and it's 42-32. A 10-point lead, John. Make a note of that. 6:52, a 10-point lead, biggest lead of the game. HTRS up by 10. Turnaround shot, Sutton underneath, couldn't get it. Gage Sharp high in the air after that defensive rebound. Sharp almost took that off the rim. He was up there so high. Here's a long three that's off the back of the iron, high in the air. That was put up by Knutson. Rebound to Zeke Jones. Jones will bring it up court for the Griffins. To the right side goes Jones. Inside the paint, Sutton holds it with those purple shoes. Sutton to the right side of the lane. Again to Jones for three from the right side. Got it. Zeke Jones with his first bucket of the ball game. It's a three. And we've got 6:18 to play in the ball game. 42-35. Timeout taken by the Griffins. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament on KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to the Biafra City Auditorium. My name is Randy. That's John Nixon over there.
John?
I'm just sitting here waiting to see what happens next.
Okay.
It's been a pretty entertaining ball game. The lead is seven.
Want to mention Aaron Wisdom, the third member of our broadcast team, bringing you this presentation of high school basketball. Aaron Wisdom, of course, our producer-engineer, stationed back at the control panel at KTNC Studios. That's got to be a little lonely back there, sitting all by your lonesome in the studios. We're out here with all the fans and the friends, and we do appreciate your efforts back there, Aaron.
But it's warm where he's at. He doesn't have to drive home tonight.
That's true. 6:18 to go in this one. We've got a good ball game. 42-35, HTRS on top. Back to live action. Full-court pressure. And the Griffins put on full-court pressure and get the turnover. The ball goes back over to Diller Odell after the full-court press. Now the Griffins will inbound this thing right under their own basket. Inbounding it, Cooper Ebling. Ebling stands just to the left side of his own backboard to lob it in. Now he's going to have to hurry, running out of time. Gets it into Sutton. Sutton up top with it.
to the right side. Zach Warren couldn't get in. Good defense by Hunter Fry. Back to Warren for three from the right side. Also good. Gage Short had the rebound, then got undercut. Ball is loose. Stalder comes up with it, just like a pinball machine. There's a shot from the left side for three, and it's up and off, and Stalder has the rebound this time. Andrew Stalder brings the ball up for himself. Stalder almost had it dribbled away. Low to the left side, Knudsen. Now, what's the big hurry here? Knudsen all the way around, fall away, jump shot, right side, off no good, got his own rebound, follow shot, put back, blocked away. Jack Warren with the block shot, and the rebound comes down to the Griffins into forecourt. Ebling lobs it underneath. Ball stolen away again by Hunter Fry. Hunter Fry, outlet pass to Short. Short down court, Knudsen, and Knudsen couldn't handle it. Goose Mike started saying, guys, what is the hurry?
Well, both teams just go out so fast, they can't control their. The passes are thrown or the ball, and they've had back-to-back-to-back turnovers.
Out-of-control basketball like a pinball machine down there a minute ago. With the ball now under the basket, turnaround Sutton. Shot is up, no, but a foul. And we're going to put Sutton at the free throw line.
Foul on Gage Sharp will be his second. Team foul number six.
Let's see. The Griffins are one of how many? 11?
12, what I've got.
One of 12 from the free throw line. Shot is up for Sutton. He got it. Caden Sutton, he's made two out of his three attempts. They're now two out of 13 from the free throw line. He'll have another shot coming here. Taking aim is Caden Sutton. It's up. This one is off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Andy Stalder. Stalder, down court pass to the right side with it. Backing out is Hunsicker. Up top to Gage Short. Short goes around the defender. Works to the left side of the lane. Ball away two-pointer. And the rebound down to the Griffins. You got to wonder what the hurry is here for the Titans with the lead. I know there's 5 minutes left, but, boy, they're putting up some long-range shots that maybe aren't the best shot selection right now.
They're not really set to be good shots either.
Yeah. All right, here comes Zeke Jones on the attack for the Griffins. The pass goes to the right side. Nate Lyons in the paint. Follow-up shot up and good. Nice shot by Nate Lyons. He's a double-figure John. Has 10 points now.
And a foul as the ball is coming up the floor. Cooper Ebling picks up his third foul for Dylan Rodell.
42-38, your score. 4-point lead now for the Titans. Gage Short in backcourt. Goes around the defender. Behind the back dribble to the basket. Lays it up and goes. That was a sweet move by Gage Short. He went right down the avenue between defenders and laid it off the glass and put it in, and that puts the Titans back up by 6 at 44-38. In the corner, Cooper Ebling with the basketball. To Nate Lyons, thought about the three, doesn't take it. Back to Ebling it comes, now Zach Warren. Ebling for three, right elbow up, it's off the back of the iron. Bounces around, rebound. Zach Warren in traffic, Sutton follow shot, up and good. Caden Sutton with the putback, he's got 10 points. 44-40, the lead is four. Here's Short down in a hurry. Ball is knocked away. Wait a minute. Jeff Ball is going to be called, and the possession arrow stays with the Titans. HTRS will keep the basketball on the alternating possession arrow. 3:57 to go here. 44-40, a four-point lead for HTRS. Third place, B Division, Mudeckis Tournament ballgame. There's a long three from the corner, good, by Jack Hunsicker. That is his fourth three-pointer of the afternoon.
And steal, right?
Yeah, steal and put in, Randy.
I missed it.
Knudsen, I think, got the steal and put in. I was right down the score, but it's now 49-40. All right, here's a shot on the left side up. Doesn't go, whistle, and a foul. Knudsen then has 13 points now after that steal. Who's this one on?
Foul is on Nick Knudsen, his fourth. He's now got 13 points. The three-pointer is put up by Hunsicker. He's got 14.
I think that's just Knudsen's third personal, though. I've just got him for three, and so do they, up on the board.
Is that not what I said?
No, you said it's four. I think you looked at that four.
I looked at his number four in my book.
All right, free throw is up and good by Caden Sutton. He'll get another attempt here. He's now three out of five from the line. Ready for his second attempt is Caden Sutton. Shot is up and good. Got them both. All right. 3:33 to go in the ballgame. Down court quickly for HTRS. Stalder holds the ball. Works to the left side. Has the ball stolen away. Stalder has it stolen by Cooper Ebling. Ebling feeds it under Sutton. Right to the lane. Out of the way.
Caden Sutton's in double figures. He's got 10 points. Down to 3:14 to go. Is that 48 or 49, John?
49.
Can't tell up there. All the way shot up. In and out of there. Rebound brought down by Sutton. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. I think it's 49 or 48, 44.
49-44.
Thank you. Here's a three from the right side that's off. No good. And the rebound brought down again by Knutson. Coach Mike Schart up saying to Nick, hey, just take it easy here. Slow things down. And let's get a good shot. 49-44. 5-point lead for the Titans. Andy Stalder. Open look. Top of the key. No. And getting a rebound. Reagan Davis back to Stalder. Another shot doesn't go. Stalder follows his shot. Knutson tries to come down with it, and I think Jones is going to get caught for the personal. On Zeke Jones, that's his second, John.
Team foul number five, a timeout by Dylan Rodell with 2:29 to go. They're down by five, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Main Street Bank with seven locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2 minutes, 23 seconds left. Quarter number four of this B Division third place game here this afternoon, the Vindictus tournament at Beatrice City Auditorium. John Nixon, Randy Gatula with you here courtside today as we have the timeout by Del Rodell, trailing by five at the moment to Humble Tabor Rock Senior.
Biggest lead of the ball game was when the Titans were up by 10 a little bit ago, but for the most part, this has been a 4 to 6 point range back and forth throughout the ball game. Right now, 49-44. Lots can happen in 2.5 minutes, and that's what we've got left here. Titans have the 5 point lead and the basketball. They will inbound it under their own bucket. Jack Hunsicker is set to trigger it in. He lobs it up top to Andy Stalder. Stalder, cross-court pass, gets over to Gage Sharp. Pressuring defense. Sharp to the left side. Oh, almost threw that one over the head of Hunter Fry. Back up top to Stalder. I think the Titans are going to challenge him to come out here in this man-to-man and chase him now. Stalder goes between defenders, flips it up to Knutson. Ebling is out there chasing Knutson. Stalder sets a pick for him. Here Knutson goes, puts a man to the floor. Long three is up over the back and doesn't go. And again, I'm not sure you want to be taking that three at this point, John.
Yeah, some teams, I mean, Pacers, I would say, I don't mean it's a negative, they're just not really a team built to sit on the ball and
that's true. That's true. All right, 49-44. The lead is five for the Titans, and here come the Griffins down court. Ebling on the right side goes all the way to the baseline, shot off the glass, couldn't get it. The ball is tipped out. Zeke Jones with the rebound. Up top with it. Long shot for three. Up and good by Nate Lyons. Lyons got the three, and it's 49-47. All the way. Knutson driving late and up and good. Well, Nick Knutson answered that one quickly, and he has 15 points. Now Cooper Ebling back the other way. Flings it out to Zeke Jones. Top of the key, Zach Warren. The Nate Lyons on the left elbow. 51-47. 4 point lead. A minute 20 to go in the ball game. Titans up by four. Lyons goes to Warren. Into Sutton. Sutton turnaround shot. No. Rebound comes down to Knutson. Actually, Fry gives it out to Knutson. And now Gates Sharp brings it up court. Man-to-man defense. Sharp gets it across the timeline to the near side to Stalder. Stalder between the rings on the dribble, across court to the right side.
They need to foul.
Inside of a minute to go, 57 seconds to play. Lob pass underneath, Hunter Fry. Fry gives it up to Stalder. Stalder across court. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul. They fouled Andy Stalder.
And that's just number six. It's not one-on-one yet.
Down to 51 seconds to go here. They wasted a lot of time in waiting to foul there, Dylan Rodell. Foul's going to be on Zeke Jones, his third personal, team foul number six. Now the next one will be 1-1. Gates Sharp to inbound it with 51 seconds into Knutson. Knutson's going to dribble the ball and make him come after him. They give it to Stalder. Coach Henrich wanted to jump ball in the worst way here, but we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul's on Zeke Jones, his fourth personal. And at the free throw line, Andy Stalder. He's not been to the line yet tonight. He does have 6 points in the ballgame. It was very close to a jump ball. 51-47 with 47 seconds to play. Stalder shooting 1-1. Free throw is up. Got it. The 6'1 senior hits the front end of the 1-1. He's now got 7 points. He'll have a bonus shot coming here. 52-47. The lead is 5. Andrew Stalder, second free throw on the way up and off the back of the rim. Didn't get it. Rebound. Brought down by Sutton. Outlet pass down in a hurry with it. Zach Warren goes to Sutton. Sutton loses a handle on it. Oh, they're going to say it was foul. Sutton tried to go through traffic there, collided with one of the Titans, and the foul is going to be assessed against Nick Knutson.
His fourth, and that makes it 1-1.
Shooting 1-1 at the line, Caden Sutton. He's the only Griffin that's made any free throws today. He is 4 out of about a dozen, I think. Shot is up. Got it. What is it here? He's 5 for something. 5 for
2, 3,
10. I think I got him 5 for 10. Sutton for another free throw. Shot is on the way up and got it. He got them both. All right. 52-49. 36 seconds to go. Down court is Gage Sharp. Sharp dribbling between the rings. Gives it up to Knutson. No, rather goes off to Stalder with it. They're going to have to foul. A reach-in foul. They're going to try and put Stalder back to the line here, I think.
Cooper Morgan with the foul. That'll be his first foul.
Actually, they're going to go with
Myans
on that one, I think.
Okay.
His first personal. At the free throw line is Andrew Stalder. He's 1 out of 2 from the line. He has 7 points. There are 27 seconds to go.
Possession free throw.
His team is up by 3. Free throw is up and no. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Gage Sharp and a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Griffins. And the Griffins with a chance to tie with a 3 here. 25 seconds to go. Pressure applied now by the Titans. In backcourt on the dribble comes Zeke Jones down court. Jones trying to slow things down a little bit now. Gives it to Zach Warren. 15 seconds. John gets the time. Evelyn goes in, driving lay-in, doesn't get it. Out and it's a foul. Cooper Evelyn calls for the offensive foul. His fourth. And the Griffin fans are not happy. All right, the clock is down to 12 seconds to go. It's 52-49. Timeout's going to be taken by the Titans. Don't go away. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion to this one after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. 12 seconds left to play here in regulation. Our score, HTRS 52, Dillard Odell 49, a 3-point basketball game. HTRS will have possession of the ball. They'll be inbounding it under the Dillard Odell basket down here at the south end to our right. I'd be tempted to get it tossed down to this end of the floor.
Let's see if Dorodell watches these two kids there. Yeah, they're going to go back and play him on defense now.
Inbounding it will be Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker against the full-court press. Hunsicker lobs it in to Stalder. Stalder comes up with the basketball and stepped out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds.
They missed Short right in the middle, wide open.
I know. 11 seconds, only a second off the clock, and now Dillard Odell gets the basketball again with a chance to tie. What an unfortunate turn of events here for the Titans. 52-49, Griffin's basketball. Cooper Ebling. Ebling, top of the key, left side of the lane, lost the dribble. Eight Lions for three, it's off, no good. Rebound, 4-4, follow shot, put back, doesn't go. Rebound brought down by the Titans, time expires. I think that's a ball game.
We got a foul called down there, but I know. I'm just
The guys are leaving, so it's over.
They call the foul. The game's over. 52-49 is your final score. The HTRS Titans with the win over the Dillard Odell Griffins here in the third place consolation game of the Boys B Division of the Mudecas Tournament. Again, 52-49 is your final. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then John and I will be back with a rundown of the individual scoring in the ballgame right after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Beatrice. It is the final. 52-49, HRS claims third place in the B division of the Medexus tournament. And the boys' side, HRS now 7-8 on the year on the win. With the win, Dillardell 6-8 on the year. Leading the score today for HTRS, they had Nick Knudsen with 15 points, 14 for Jack Hunzecker in the ballgame, 7 apiece for Gage Shard and Andrew Stoller, 5 for Hunter Bowling, and 4 for Hunter Fry. For Dillard Odell, they are led by Caden Sutton with 16 points, 13 apiece for Cooper Ealing and Nate Lyons in the ballgame, 4 for Cooper Morgan, and 3 for Zeke Jones. And we talked a lot about free throws being missed by Dillard Odell. They went 6-17 in the ballgame. They actually outscored the Titans at the free throw line. The Titans made 2 of just 4 attempts in this ballgame, so they didn't get the line very much. Again, the Titans now 7-8 on the year. Dillard Odell drops to 6-8. And the final score, 52-49, the Titans with the win. Coming up next, the A Division third place game, Falls City, Sacred Heart, ready to take on the Tri-County Trojans. Tri-County comes into the game 10-4. The Irish come in here 10-8. We'll be back with that game between Sacred Heart and Tri-County. That'll come your way here. We'll be back in about 11 minutes on KTNC.